good evening, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This is your host, Charlie Bernhout, and this is our 10th edition already. Yeah, and hopefully we'll have many more to come in the future. Remember to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. We'll be revising our website in the near future. I've been told by our engineer that the archive is ready to go on, and it's just waiting a revision of the homepage, which we're working on right now, so that those of you who missed the first programs will be able to listen to them at will. You'll even be able to listen to this program at your convenience. Let's see. You know how to reach me. It's Charlie Bernhout, or CBJ Music. cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. We have the phone set up ready to go, but we'll be having Name That Chazen in the forthcoming weeks. Those of you who remember our very, very famous quiz, lovers of Chazanus, are looking forward to that. Well, this coming Thursday is Yom Yerushalayim, the liberation of Jerusalem, 1967. Is that what it was? 1967? Wow. Is that 42 years ago? 42 years ago. Just a little bit of history. I was in Israel, living there in 1963, 46 years ago. And I recall standing, looking at the old city near the barbed wire fence, and I was told not to stand too close because the Jordanian soldiers would shoot if you got too close. Now, in 1947, when the Jordanians were given control of the old city, it was supposed to be open and access for Jews to the holy sites. So much for agreements. We know what happened to Joseph Toom, and we know the tragedy at Kever Rachel, and so much for trusting Arabs to live up to their side of an agreement. Anyway, let's get on to this very, very interesting special that I prepared for you for Yom Yerushalayim. There are certainly so many recordings that are available. We're going to start with one of my favorites. Well, I know that's redundant because, as you know, most of what I play are favorites. We're going to start off with Yoram Gaon, Me'al Pisgat Har Hatzofim, from the top of Mount Scopus. From the top of Mount Scopus, I will bow to you from the top of Mount Scopus, peace unto Yerushalayim. For thousands of generations, I have dreamed to see your shining beauty. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, turn your face unto me. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, from your ruins, I will rebuild you.
Me'al Pisgat Har Hatzofim Eshtachave Lachapayim Me'al Pisgat Har Hatzofim Shalom Lach Yerushalayim Alfei Dorot Chalamti Alayim לראות לזכות באור פנייך ירושלים ירושלים האירי פנייך לבנך ירושלים Yerushalayim Mechov Rodotayich Evnech Me'ah
har hatzofim esta chavela chabayim me'al piskat har hatzofim shalom lach Yerushalayim be'alfei brachot hayi baruchah Mikdash Melech Ir Meluchah Yerushalayim Yerushalayim Ani lo asuz mipo
That's Yoram Gaon, and starting off with this very, very important special for Yom Yerushalayim. By the way, if you're going to be around this coming Sunday in Central Park, it's the 16th annual Dr. Manfred Lehman Memorial Concert, and United Forever, Yerushalayim, certainly. Oh, wait, it's not this Sunday. It's May 31st. Well, I'm giving you a heads up. Sunday, May 31st, that's in 2 weeks, from 2:30 in the afternoon to 7:30 in the evening, and it's quite a day, quite a day. I think they have a parade that day. I'll have more information about that in the future, but I do want to tell you about a special kumsitz that's taking place this coming Saturday night at the U Cafe, and it is in honor of Yom Yerushalayim. The U Cafe is located at 1436 Lexington Avenue. That's between 93rd and 94th Street in Manhattan. And Benny Rogoznitsky, cantor Benny Rogoznitsky, and I will be there together with Pini Ben-Ari. Pini is the owner of the U Cafe. Dinner at 10 o'clock. Reservations are recommended. The phone number is 212-427-8223. 212-427-8223. Again, that's on Lexington Avenue between 93rd and 94th Street. A delightful U Cafe. If you haven't been there, it's something. It's a place very, very special. Okay, Vali Yerushalayim Ircha, and to Jerusalem your city, and to Jerusalem your city in mercy you shall Well, wait. That's no. I'm sorry. That comes up after the next selection. Country Yassi. Oh, my Yerushalayim. Those of you who listened to or tuned in to my program with Helen Friedman together for 8 years, we had Israel Update. It was a very special program giving you some interesting views about Israel. And this was our theme song. So first we'll go to Oh, my Yerushalayim, the old theme song for our Israel Update program. And then we'll go on to Yerushalayim Ircha.
Soaring to the sky as they echo through Once you had your days of glory, but they've taken them away. They'll be coming back, I promise. Oh, it just might be today. Oh, my Yerushalayim, never once out of my heart. Oh, my Yerushalayim, nothing can keep us apart, and no one can take Yerushalayim away.
That's certainly our dream, that they won't take away Jerusalem. Well, Leslie and Lenny, I hope you're listening, and I dedicate this next selection to you. And I got the order correct right now. It's V'Lirushalayim Ircha, and to Jerusalem your city, in mercy you shall return and dwell there as you desired, and build shortly in our days. This is the brothers and the sisters. V'Lirushalayim Ircha.
L'Yerushalayim Ircha, ברחמים תשוב, ותשכון בתוכה כאשר דיברת. L'Yerushalayim Ircha, ברחמים תשוב, ותשכון בתוכה כאשר דיברת. ובנה ובנה ובנה, אותה אותה אותה, בקרוב בימינו.
That was the brothers and the sisters. Now, if you are tuning in for the first time, go to the archive, you'll see that the past 2 weeks were special programming for the Sfira period. We did not have the mixture, the first hour of Hasidic, Israeli, and comedy and the like. We're back now to the regular format. And again, if you're not familiar, the first hour is everything but Chazonus. It's the whole works. It's instrumental, it's comedy, it's historic and hysterical and whatever. And the second hour is strictly Chazonus for those lovers of cantorial music. And Yes, I did start this in 1977. Wow, 1977, that's 32 years ago. Wow. Okay, our next selection is Uri Shevach with Ir Kala, My City, My Bride. Yerushalayim, My Blue-Eyed Bride. Yerushalayim, City of Sun and Hilltops. In the joy of your wedding, all your beloved friends will surround you in a whirling dance to the sound of Miriam's drum. And the chorus is, If I forget thee, Yerushalayim, may my right hand forget its cunning. Let's hear Uri Shevach. Was Uri Shevach, Ir Kala. Let's hear from Yoram Gaon again, and something I really like, Tein Shabbat V'Tein Shalom, the Ir Yerushalayim. Give peace and give Shabbos in Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
Yoram Gaon, Tein Shabbat, V'tein Shalom. I hope you're enjoying this special dedicated to Yom Yerushalayim, the liberation of Jerusalem 67, 42 years ago. Remember, prior to that, didn't matter what the Arabs agreed to in the United Nations peace, so-called peace treaty, you were not allowed to go visit the old city. And as I said, if you stood too close to the fence, you had the risk of being shot at. Anyway, it's ours right now, and let's hope that Bibi will stand strong and not give in to suicide, because that's what it will be. You understand? We're talking the very survival of the state of Israel at this crucial period, and we know the intent of the enemy. The enemy tells it to us to our face. Abbas, just a few weeks ago in a speech, we will not stand for the existence of the Israeli Jewish state. That's our peace partner. Yes, our peace partner. Okay, Shimon Kugel next with a song that he wrote, Yerushalayim.
And the day will come, and time will bring, and the day will come, and we will say, Yerushalayim berachamim toshuv, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Vel Yerushalayim Berachamim Toshuv Toshuv Berachamim Toshuv
Shimon Kugel. That was a composition by Shimon, and we'll be hearing more from Shimon Kugel in the future. He certainly had some very, very fine music. Came out, I guess those recordings are from 20 years ago or so, and I know that Shimon has been working on some new recordings, and perhaps we'll be able to play them in the near future. Well, you heard me talk about Kalbach's first album, Haneshoma Loch, Songs of My Soul. I have the album in my hand. You should see this picture of Kalbach. He was he was a young guy. A black beard and a mustache, and he's got this guitar. And you want to know what year? 1959, 50 years ago, he came out with his first album. And these were all selections by Carl Bach. Od Yishama, soon may there be heard in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. Od Yishama.
Od Yishama beyore Yehudo veyobe chutzais Yerushalayim. Od Yishama beyore Yehudo obechutzais Yerushalayim. Koil sosain vekoil simcho, koil chosan vekoil kalo, koil sosain vekoil
God.
Shlomo Kalbach, from his first album, HaNeshama Loch. Zisu et Yerushalayim, rejoice in Jerusalem. Rejoice in Jerusalem, be happy in her. Be happy in her, all her lovers. On your walls, City of David, I have posted guards all day and all night. Have no fear, my servant Jacob, for all who hate you will scatter before you. Cast your eyes around and see that everyone has gathered together and come to you. Well, I don't know about everyone, but quite a few people. And have you been there? You haven't? You haven't? You know, 2 out of 3 American Jews have never been to Israel. Are you aware of that? 1/3 have been and 2/3 talk about it. They'll go to China. There's no problem going to China or Tibet or to Mongolia or Russia. No, Israel. Israel is a problem. Oh, well. Zoiketis, as they say. Let's hear the Darom duo with Zisu et Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim giluba, giluba goro ave akolo ave asisu et Yerushalayim giluba, giluba kolo ave. Asisu et Yerushalayim giluba, giluba kolo ave akolo ave asisu et Yerushalayim giluba, giluba kolo ave. Zum Messaneh, Ali Pareta, Zisu et Yerushalayim, Miluba, Miluba, Kolo, Ave, Akolo, Ave, Zisu et Yerushalayim, Miluba, Miluba, Kolo, Ave, Zisu et Yerushalayim, Miluba, Miluba, Kolo, Ave, Akolo,
tzuva ula.
Well, that's the duo Raim, the Rome duo. And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you're enjoying this special for Yom Yerushalayim this coming Thursday, the reunification of our holy city, Jerusalem. Well, let's see. It was 1980. I get a phone call from my friend Larry Gordon. Larry had started the WFMU program, the Jewish and Hebrew Sound, in 1977, and I was there with him at the beginning. And then I had my own program at Seton Hall University, as you know, for many years. And Larry called me and said, I have these two fellows who just came in from Jerusalem. They have a new album. And it was the Megama, or it's the Megama, some people call it Megama, but they call themselves the Megama Duo. Either way, Megama, Megama, and of course you're familiar with their very, very famous My Zadie. They have some very cool music, which I'll be playing certainly during the forthcoming programs, a lot that I really enjoy. But this is from their album, God is Alive and Well in Jerusalem. It came out in 1982. So let's hear the first selection, very appropriate for Yom Yerushalayim. God is Alive and Well in Jerusalem. This is Shalom Levine, Rabbi Shalom Levine, and Moshe Yes.
If I ever get back to California, I'm gonna round up every Jew I've ever known. I'm gonna sit them right down there in front of me. I'm gonna take this guitar and sing them all this song. God is alive and well in Jerusalem. Praying three times a day to him. Throw away the cars, the bars, the stocks and bonds, unkept lawns. Grab a boat, a plane, if need be, swim. Some folks got a Lincoln Continental with tinted glass so nobody sees in. Just one time I'd like to roll down their window and say you ain't gonna fool the Lord with this hunk of tin. God is alive and well in Jerusalem, yeah. People praying three times a day to him. Throw away the cars, the bars, the stocks and bonds. Upkept lawns, grab a boat, a plane, if need be, swim. God is alive and well in Jerusalem, yeah. People praying three times a day to him. Throw away the cars, the bars, the stocks and bars, and upkept lawns, grab a boat, a plane.
Well, that's the lead-off song on the first side of the record. Oh, records. You know what? Every selection that I've played tonight is from my record albums. So some of this you may not have heard before because Does anybody know what a record is? Or a tape? Yeah, I guess you do. Okay, now this is the next selection is the first recording on side two. Again, the Megama duo with Up to Jerusalem.
As I was walking down a dark and lonely street, a car came along, pulled up by my side. Inside was a rabbi with a long white beard. He said, "Son, I'm gonna take you for a ride. Why don't we go up to Jerusalem? Oh, up to Jerusalem. Yeah, up to Jerusalem with me." Yeah. We drove down to the pyramids of Egypt, and Pharaoh's army stood in front of me. But I saw Moses walking through the path in the water. And Moses said, "Son, won't you come along with me? Why don't we go up to Jerusalem? Oh, up to Jerusalem. Yeah, up to Jerusalem with me." Yeah. I called all my friends back in Los Angeles. I said, "Hey, now look around, what do you see? And when you've had your fill of that craziness, why don't you hop a plane and sing along, sing a song with me? Why don't we go up to Jerusalem? Oh, up to Jerusalem.
Yeah, why don't you go up to Jerusalem with me? Okay, that was the Megama duo. Yes, we'll hear the Prayer Book Blues and David Cohen's Bar Mitzvah. As a matter of fact, I'm planning to do a whole series of, I guess they're spoofs about Bar Mitzvahs. We have to be able to laugh at ourselves. And speaking about laughing at ourselves, many of you are familiar with the Rechnitzer Reject series. Yes, Rechnitzer, it's a spoof on whatever. A lot of laughing at ourselves. And I'm going to play two selections, which caught me. I was in the car the other day listening to them, and I said, "Oh, well, let's give it a shot." It's wry humor, okay? It's not Betty Walker and Myron Cohen, but let's hear the first one, and I'll let you be the judge of whether you think it's funny or not. The first selection is called Kasuba.
Peace, Kasuba. Now we present for your listening pleasure cantor Yidl Yopoklavov with the famous piece Kisuvo.
Pasli Shabbos Shmoyne Yomim L'Chodesh Tammuz Shnas Hamesh Alofim Ushvam Yois Arboim V'Sheish L'Briyas Olam.
I can't believe the times they... Let me just see who's that.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, I can't talk to you now in the middle of a piece. I know. Call back in 10 minutes, all right? No, I'm sorry.
Leminyan she'an mayin nimkan Be'world of Astoria She'be Manhattan Eich she'choson el shmeylech duvid b'reb zeylik ketzer Omar lo'el hadu Oy besulto Chaya Inda, was red Meshulam. Odelei, Priyintu, Kidas Moshe, Yisrael.
Who the? I don't believe it. I can't believe what's going on here. This time.
Hello! Ugh! It's a fax! Not even a fax.
Let me just get up. I'm so sorry.
Baby, oy, bemon.
How on earth they got here? I hate dogs. I'm not scared of them. I hate them. Get out. Get out.
Hakoil kibel alav, hashmelech duvid, chosan denan. Chosan denan. Pemeya, zikukim, kesef, tsuruf. Pemeya, zikukim, kukim, kesef, tsuruf.
Yes, yes, I'm coming. Who is it?
Sion, you think Yosel Rosenblatt had this problem? Yeah, let me see. The Jehovah's Witnesses. No, I gave you last Sunday. Goodbye. No, forget it.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, but I have to put up with it. It's unbelievable. Now, where was I? Yes.
Everybody join in now. Kul hon yehoin achroyit peyervoyin. Eri ketuzin!
Kul hon yehoin achroyit peyervoyin.
Beautiful.
Eri ketuzuma! Miknaim be'akol sharir me'kayam. Mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov.
Lucy, I'm not into anybody.
You didn't find that funny. Well, I did. And anyway, this next one is also, it's quite a spoof. They have a couple of these, The Wrong Sermons. We'll hear this one this evening, and we'll have a return of Rechnitzer Rejects. By the way, they did Borough Park and Sitting in the Schwitz and some others. We'll be playing more of Rechnitzer Rejects in the future. But this is The Wrong Sermon.
This week's parsha is Vayishlach.
Hello, hello, what? Vayishlach. Bishalach, not Vayishlach. Bishalach.
No, no, deals with Yaakov and when he crossed the Jordan.
No, it's Bishalach. What are you doing?
To meet his brother.
No, it's Bishalach.
Really?
Yes, of course.
Bishalach.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, of course. No, of course.
Yeah,
yes.
What did it say?
When Moses and the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea. Now at this time, Esau.
Rabbi!
At this time, Esau that Pharaoh didn't want to let his people go. And we see the 613 mitzvahs, which are represented in the tzitzis, which this parsha.
What are you talking about? It's not shlach. It's not shlach.
Don't call me a shlach.
No, not shlach.
No, the parsha is b'shalach, right. I know. Therefore, this is the part when he says to Laban, to Lavan, Im Lavan Garti, which is Tariag.
Rabbi, I don't know what you're talking about right now. It's not Bereishis, it's Shmois now. Keep to the subject.
That's to say, Gezerah Gad Lavan, which was the color of the manna.
Oh, that's bad.
And it was a central point, the manna.
Yeah, we should stick to the point.
In fact, in Vayishlach, Dina,
what Vayishlach?
And the manner in which
no she Dina.
Behaved.
Dina is not Bishalach.
Bishalach, right. They had the manna for dinner, breakfast and lunch. Now, the kind of dinner, Diba, that the spies.
What Diba? Again, I told you, it's
Bishalach,
manna.
For Bishalach, right.
Okay. Keep
in
to
a
it.
Manner of speaking, Bishalach represented. What Bereishis Shemos is all about. Pharaoh's standards of warfare sank to new depths as he chased them into the Red Sea.
Which was kind of unfair.
Now you can see what I mean.
No, we don't, actually.
Anyway, and so it came to a parting of the waves.
Yeah, please God, I'd like to part right now.
Of the waves.
No, of the waves.
But what about my sermon?
Who cares about your sermon?
Shalach.
Yeah, we're sending you home.
Shabbat shalom.